Sin is the central dilemma of humanity. No, it's not a popular word these days. Many consider it to be a reflection of the irrelevant religious views of a bygone era. But that doesn't change a thing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And what's considered even more outdated, more irrelevant, is that there should be any notion of a personal force of evil, Satan. But as history has shown time and time again, just because the majority believe something doesn't make it so. Think about the sin in your life. How often have your failings, your mistakes, your sin ruined things for you and for those around you? More times than you can count, right? And worst of all, we seem helpless to deal with it. Yesterday we met Horatio Spafford, who penned the hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." Here's the second verse. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It's for the very reason of our helplessness to overcome our sin that Jesus died for us, writes the Apostle Peter to persecuted Christians suffering terrible trials in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Christ himself suffered when he died for you, and with that one death, he paid for your sins. He was not guilty, but he died for people who are guilty. He did this to bring all of you to God. In his physical form, he was killed, but he was made alive by the Spirit. So as you suffer through the consequences of your sin, remember that it's for the very reason of your helplessness to overcome them that Christ died for you. So great is his love for you that he shed his own blood for your soul. That's God's word fresh for you today. That's the powerful truth of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, I was wondering if I could ask for your help with something. You see, I'd love to hear what sorts of topics you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes of Fresh. So to have your say, stop by at teachingtopics.org and share your thoughts with me. Who knows how many others might be blessed through the God-inspired ideas he gives you. Again, to have your say, visit teachingtopics.org.